You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New figures released by the AA show that drug-impaired drivers are the cause of more fatal accidents on our roads than drink drivers. It is understood to be the first time in recorded history that the stats have gone this way. And while cannabis is highly reflected by the research, meth and even prescription drugs are also to blame for some of New Zealand's high road toll. I had a chat with AA spokesperson Dylan Thompson about the news and started by asking him what exactly the figures tell us.
We had last year 79 deaths from crashes where subsequent blood testing showed a level of some drug, can be illegal drugs or prescription medications, that the crash investigation thought was likely to have impaired the driver when the crash happened.
Did it surprise you that these figures were higher than for drink driving?
That was a little bit of a surprise to see that there was more people in this case who tested positive for some type of drug than alcohol, but the fact that we've seen a big increase in the number of cases where drugs are proven wasn't a surprise, because the AA has viewed drug driving as a major issue on our roads for a number of years, and we think that it's just a case that now more thorough testing is being done following fatal crashes than was done in the past, and that is why we've seen a big increase in numbers, rather than thinking that suddenly in the last few years we've got a lot more people taking drugs and getting behind the wheel.
So you don't think it's part of a trend?
That's right. We think that big increase is really down to an increase in the amount of testing being done after crashes.
Does it signal that we should potentially be testing people more closely after incidents, whether they're fatal or otherwise, to see what they're under the influence of?
We could definitely do more testing to have better data after the fact. So just about all the drivers involved in fatal crashes get tested for alcohol. Not absolutely everyone, but a very large proportion of drivers get tested for alcohol. In terms of being tested for other substances, some drivers are put through a full spectrum test, let's call it that. Some are tested for alcohol but not tested for any other substances, or some are tested just for looking for one particular substance. So there's a bit of a range in terms of the testing that's done afterwards. But I think more important than that, really, what the AA would like to see is actually us bringing in saliva testing for drivers when they're out on the road, in the same way that we do alcohol tests, so we can try and stop people from drugged driving before the crash. That's a much more important issue for us, really.
And do you think these tests should be done uniformly? Like, if you get pulled over on the side of the road, you get tested for both automatically?
No, you wouldn't do it that way. It would need to be more targeted than that. So with alcohol testing, you know, we do millions of tests a year, and sort of just a very full random checkpoints. Because the drugs tests at this stage, as the technology develops, they take longer time to do than an alcohol test, and cost more than the alcohol tests. We think the best way to go is a targeted system. So if a driver passes an alcohol test, but the police still think that they seem to be impaired or not in a fit state to drive, then they could use a saliva drug test following the alcohol test. That's the way most countries overseas do it, that are using the drug tests. You don't do it on the same scale as alcohol tests are done.
Sort of following on from that point, what do other countries do in this area? Would it be normal for saliva testing to be brought in, or would it be something quite unique to New Zealand?
Australia's been doing it for more than a decade, and in recent years the UK, Ireland, France, the Netherlands, Denmark, Norway are some of the countries that have introduced saliva testing. So it's definitely becoming more normal, and we're seeing more and more countries introduce it, and the AA thinks New Zealand needs to do the same and really look to bring in this technology to give police more tools to be able to detect and deter drugged driving. That's a big part of this as well, actually, sending more of a message to people that we don't want people taking drugs and then jumping behind the wheel, putting themselves, putting others at risk.
Is there evidence from those countries that saliva testing or drug testing in this way does deter people from driving under the influence?
There's definitely been studies done in Australia which have shown that introducing the drug testing has changed public attitudes and perceptions, made people more aware of the issues and put them, changed their likelihood or how much they perceive their chances of being caught if they did drug drive.
Do you think New Zealanders are aware of the problem of drug driving, or has there been too much focus in the past on the effects of drink driving?
I certainly wouldn't say there's been too much focus on drink driving. I mean, it's not a case of you know, whether alcohol's worse than drugs or drugs is worse than alcohol. Both of them are major problems, and so we need to be targeting both of them. I certainly think that the attitudes around drug driving are different to drink driving with some people. So we've seen over the last couple of decades, really, those public attitudes around drink driving change a lot. And now just about everybody out there recognises that it's dangerous, it's risky, that they won't do it. So I think from especially around cannabis, there's still different attitudes where you have a group of people who will not see it as risky to smoke a joint and then get behind the wheel. In fact, we hear from some people who will say that they see themselves as better drivers stoned. So I think that that definitely there's still some work to be done there around changing those attitudes. And so it's not an issue around drug use. This is an issue around drugs driving for the AA. So what we're concerned about is people using drugs, and that's illegal and prescription medications, using drugs, being impaired, and then getting out on the roads. That's what we want to try and stop.
Touching on what you mentioned about the attitudes towards cannabis, a lot of ad campaigns seem to focus on cannabis, but do you think that we should be broadening the approach and focusing on other drugs like methamphetamine and prescription medication, like you mentioned, and how they are also dangerous before driving?
I think absolutely we need to be focusing on drugs across the spectrum. So what we know from the blood tests done after crashes is that cannabis and pee are the most common individual drugs that show up in tests. So it's definitely right to be focusing on those, but then you end up with a big sort of collection of many other types of drugs, some cases they're medicinal, in some cases they're not. The thing is that, you know, there is such a huge number of substances, so I think we need to be trying to get across that that more general message. And when you look at medicines as a classic example, that lots of times you can find people who they might be taking something, and it may be a short-term drug, or it may be on long-term medication, and they aren't fully aware, they haven't taken in some of the warnings and cautions around not driving after they've taken those drugs. So I think we can do a lot better in terms of educating people, making them aware, and that's right across the board with all drugs.
Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
Kei te whakaronga koe ki te waia. That was Dylan Thompson talking about drug driving in New Zealand. But we asked you, our audience. How good does that sound? We asked you, the audience, didn't we, Stuart?
Yeah, we conducted a very scientific Twitter poll asking whether New Zealand should be doing more to combat drug driving. We got a huge response, 5 votes.
Oh, my God.
And from that massive
but
sample
that shows
size,
a great a part of the... It's this great sample of the New Zealand public.
Huge audience interaction on our show. And from that sample size, 3 of you believe that we should be doing more to combat drug driving. That is 60%. And 2 of those who responded think we're doing enough. So, yeah, 60-40 on that very scientific poll.
It is relatively split.
Yeah, surprisingly... I found that quite interesting that it was split, because I thought more people would take a stance. Mm. I suppose there weren't many people that even gave an opinion.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.